Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So now, dumbasses are going to be like, well, I guess... Okay, when you're broke, when you are broke, don't come running to me. You wanted this. Amanda says, I guess we're going to have to start learning how to make our own shit here then and not buy from them. That's what you're hoping happens? First of all, do you have any idea how much time that's going to take? If it happens, and it won't. What's that thing people say about the path of least resistance? People are going to take the easiest way out. Any company that's paying a tariff is just going to pay the tariff. And then what was a dollar is now $4. Thanks. Thanks for voting this asshole in. My God. Now, when it comes to the U.S., you're thinking, well, maybe Trump's pissed off because we, the U.S., pays tariffs to all these countries. No, the U.S. is the lowest tariffed nation in the world. Okay, so they're responding. Now it's even worse because they're responding with tariffs back. We'll see your tariff and raise you a tariff. That's what's happening. And he's like, well, then I'm going to tariff you more. And they're like, well, fuck you. We'll tariff you more. That's a trade war. That's what you have. That's what he's ushered in. And we're all going to pay for it. We are going to pay for Trump's tariff war. Thank you. Thanks, dicks. God damn it. Joe Martinez is here. He writes, the companies will not bring jobs back when labor is cheaper elsewhere and all they have to do is raise the price. But MAGAs are stupid. That's the brightest thing Joe's ever said. A clown of carnage says either pay tariffs or pay union wages. Well, yeah, they're going to pay the tariff, which means I'm paying the tariff. And you're paying the tariff. So when people say, man, goddamn, man, Trump, I love him, man. He's cutting all the fucking fat. We're paying less taxes. Okay. Why are you paying this much more for whatever product? Because of tariffs. You're being taxed up your asshole for everything now. Good job, dicks. God damn it. Rebecca says, I'm so excited to pay more to just live. Let's see. Amanda says, I guess we're going to have to start learning how to make our own shit. And then Megan says, well, Amanda, great. How the hell are we going to do that? Well, everyone is losing their ass because of the tariffs right now. Like if you were, let's say, for example, you wanted to go get all these tariffs. We're a year into tariffs. All right. And mom and pop. Auto repair facility is repairing cars, and they've got people that are working for them, and the customers are coming in, and so customer comes in and says, hey, I'd like to get an oil change. And Megan says, well, we can do that. And then goes, all right, that's great. And she tells them the price, and it's three times the price of what it was. And he goes, what happened? Well, the tariffs took effect. So the metal to make the oil filter is through the roof. So the cost of the oil filters are really, really expensive. And the oil itself is remarked because all the oil producing countries raise their cost. And then the people that make the oil, they raise the price. So we paid that price. And then that means that the customer pays the price. So then you might get a scenario where customers like, well, I can't do that. I can't do it. I guess I'm just going to change it on my own. And then the customer goes home. And he jacks up his car. And then his wife finds him dead because the jack fell on him. And he's now dead. And there's oil and blood and brain all over the garage. Now he's gone forever. And then the wife freaks out. And she slaughters the kids. And then the dog eats the bodies. And then it's on the news. That is all because of the tariffs. That all happened. That's happening right now. And then Irvine's, they got to cut costs. So what do? They stop advertising on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Because that guy's dead. And customers are dying all over the place. So now, EZ is like, shit, I just lost a major, major contributor, a driving force of this podcast. God damn it, my podcast is broke. I can't even do my podcast anymore because I'm doing it and there's no sponsors on it. So I got to go work. So then I start digging a ditch. And all I'm doing now is the Patreon podcast. But nobody can afford the Patreon podcast because they're too busy paying more for oil and oil filters. And they're dying. They're all dead. So I have no more podcast. And then I don't have anything. I'm destitute. I'm homeless. And I eat the dogs for food. And it's all because of tariffs. All right. Matt says, as a MAGA fuck, I'm confused. Did Trump invent tariffs or is everyone just pissed because he's doing what other countries do to us? See, I just talked about this. You are not informed. You are a prime example of you just assume that the U.S. is massively tariffed. It is not. It's the lowest tariffed. The nations lived in harmony. Joe Blow in Canada was sending his timber here. We'd build shit. We'd put people to work, and that was it. Now it's different. Now we're suddenly saying, hey, if you're making money here in the U.S., we're going to charge you for that. Well, it was never like that. We didn't charge you. You don't charge us. It's a quid pro quo, you know? Fuck you. We're alone. Fuck you, America. Number one. Rah, yeah. Here you go. You voted for that. You did it. All right. Let's see. What's next? Jeremy says, Amanda, we don't have the workforce. We have like 3% unemployment. Do you really believe that 3% of Americans can just up and make everything the U.S. consumes? Amanda says, Megan, I guess we're going to have to figure it out. Shoot. I was hoping I could remain lazy. Megan says, I'm not sure what you're trying to imply here, Amanda. Seems shitty, though. I don't know. Maybe she was just joking. I don't think Amanda's not lazy, right? I never got that impression. Rebecca says, I'm so excited to pay more money. I already read that one. Nakua Matata says, if I get sent a $5,000 check from Doge, then tariff away, Trump. Bob says Tofus's mother is going to gift to charge him rent, is going to have to charge him rent for living in the basement now. Tofus catching strays. Boy, poor Tofus. I wonder if any of those 3% unemployed people know how to do an oil change. Megan says cost of living is going to go up. Got to make sure our techs are paid appropriately. So, yes, you're going to be paying more for your tax. You're going to be paying more to insure those techs while all of you are going to have to pay more to live. Like Megan's going to have to pay. Megan's mom and dad are going to have to pay not only more for themselves to live, but they're going to have to pay more out of the business fund to keep the techs employed, you know. And so the prices will go up, and that's how it works. Again, we're being taxed. And I'd like to say it's death by a thousand cuts, but it's going to be much more harsh than that. It's going to be very intense. It's not going to be just a little bit. Everything's getting taxed because it is a tax. Stevie says, I told the car dealership that I won't be getting a new car this fall when my lease ends due to the tariffs. Oh, God. Cost of cars? Oh, my God. Megan says, Amanda, you sound like an idiot, seriously ignorant. Okay. Kuiper says, it's called population control. You see, that's a joke. You're just being silly. But I really believe that, like Kuiper's and Matt there, you guys don't know what you're in for. I'm wondering if you know what you are actually, what you've actually, the Pandora's box you opened up. Cole says it sounds like a family no one likes anyway. Good riddance. Good. Less burden on society. We won't have to feed those kids, Chris says. Let's see. Jeremy says, and then I get fat and disgusting again because I have nobody to hold me accountable because the podcast is gone. Now, of course, I'm in a, of course, hyperbole type fashion and being half serious because I have to be somewhat engaging and entertaining on this. But I do worry about these things. Now, I might be wrong. Maybe none of this will happen, but that is what is expected. Somebody's going to have to pay for this shit. You know, when people say, well, who's paying for this shit? Somebody's going to pay for it. Amanda says, wait a minute. Megan says, I'm not against the tariffs in theory, but there have been no time for anyone to plan, and it's going to be a huge problem. I'm against the tariffs. I'm absolutely against the tariffs because there's no good way to do it. You just flip a switch and now we all got to pay for it. Amanda says, Megan, we've had plenty of time to plan. It's just that nobody did it, including myself. Megan says, that's not true, Amanda. You need years to plan for these things at the corporate level. Stevie says, enough time, Amanda. He didn't start talking about tariffs until 9 months ago, if that. But it was never... Even places like the European Union have always tariffed our stuff. I think Clown of Carnage is writing. Yeah, but not like this. Very small percentage. Joe Martinez says, not only that, Americans are lazy, especially now that all the immigrants are gone. I have made it. I've said this many times. I love that all the bad people are being deported, like when they're getting like the gang members out that are verifiable gang members and people that are peddling drugs in our country. But why couldn't we have had some type of like grace asylum for the people that are actually doing all those jobs in fields and on roofs? And why can't we just allow it so that they... We make an easy path for those that have been here working and are a part of the infrastructure to establish permanent residency here so that they can not live in fear, do those jobs, and be viable citizens of the country. That, basically, amnesty, and then going forward, make it so that people who would love to do that too can still get into the country via the legal means necessary. I have said this many times, day one of my presidency. there will not be mass deportations of people who are just trying to live a life, who were so desperate they would do anything to get in here just so that they could come here and work. God damn it. Joe Martinez says, so you're saying that the Mafia, Hells Angels, and Bloods and the Crips are not peddling drugs and killing people? No, they are. Those people are. They should be caught and prosecuted, as should anybody. I don't think anybody who's breaking the law should be allowed to walk amongst us. Matt says, Americans are spoiled. We are so much more financially irresponsible than the countries that sell us goods. It's time for a correction. What are you going to do, dummy? Wave your magic wand? Joe Martinez says, why not deport the Mafia, Hells Angels, and Bloods and Crips? Well, I don't want them to be a burden on those countries. Why would I want to send... Hell, I don't want to. I'll just put them in prison. I don't want to give viable countries our shit. No. We'll just send back the bad guys to where they came from, and then we'll take our own hillbilly white bad guys and black bad guys, and we'll lock them in prison. Which is, I think, in it, what we've been attempting to do for as long as mankind has existed. I don't think I want to make our shit the burden of actually another country. They've got enough problems on their own on their hands right now. Can you imagine if you're in like El Salvador or Colombia or Brazil or Peru or whatever the fuck? And a bunch of fat fuck Hell's Angels show up there. Joe says, so why should my tax dollars pay for that? I don't know, man. I don't have all the answers. You're starting to annoy me now. Why don't you shut the fuck up? I tried to engage you at first, but now you're just pissing me off. Matt says, I think we should deport lazy Americans and keep the immigrants that do whatever it takes to provide for their families. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Donko says, understand, these are not Trump's laws. He is just the first in a long time to actually enforce these laws. It's up to Congress to change the laws and come up with a way to legalize the illegal aliens. I agree. For those that are watching the show on Facebook, I'm kicking you out. All right, I've had it with you. If you want the rest of the show, it's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. So if you're watching on YouTube, watching on Facebook, that's where you go. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can also download the Twitch app. Search Eric Zane Live on there, and off you go. I appreciate you so much. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free for the latest Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Featuring 7.5 minutes of Ben Clay stand-up at Dr. Grin's, which I think he did pretty well. I enjoyed that. I hadn't really seen too much of Ben's stand-up. The only time I saw him was at that open mic, and he was horrible. But he was good at this show for Grand Rapids Top Comedian. Also on Patreon, the Who Are These Freebeers show number 50. It featured a moment where poor Freebeer, and I don't ever feel bad for Freebeer, but in this particular moment, I felt bad for Freebeer, where all he wanted to do was, it was during the local segment, you know, where it's just on in Michigan or Grand Rapids, and he said, all right, it's a big weekend for Michigan and Michigan State. If they win, they play each other in the NCAA tournament. And then he wanted his partner, Hot Wings, to talk about it. And my God, did that fucker leave him hang out to dry. He left him hang out to dry. It was so embarrassing. It was so bad. Terrible broadcasting. And Ben and I broke that down. You can see that plus the other 57 minutes of broadcast from yesterday's show number 50 at patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. As always, email me your correspondence, eric@ericzaneshow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. If you get story links, if you just want to say hi, if you have a complaint or a concern, or if you demand an apology, if you're interested in marketing on the podcast, I can help you with that too. Hire me on Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. My cameos are $20. They are exceptional. Of course, I would I'd love to thank my friends over at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV for being on board with the show. Longtime sponsor. They are one of two. The two longest running sponsors I have are Irvine's and TC Paintball. I think if you want to get technical, TC Paintball is the longest running. They have been with me for the entire podcast. They were with me prior to the podcast. They actually were on the live stream in 2016. That's how far back we go. More on them in a bit. But thank you to Irvine's. Great local business. Irvines.com is their website, ervines.com. Call them at 616-532-6600. Some of you are like, oh, that's good to know, but you may have never called upon Irvines before. But there's going to come a time when your car shits the bed. And you, if you've never been there, you're going to be like, well, I don't know what to do. Who do I call? Oh, my God, Irvine's Auto Repair. That's right. Sure, they can absolutely help you. Okay, you can get started. I recommend getting all of your preventative maintenance done there. That's what we do. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Great locally owned business. Thank you to Irvine's. You know, when I started this show, I did not mention that this show originates in the Impact Power Sports studio. Another great local business, ImpactPowerSports.com. That's where you go to shop for a Yamaha golf cart. I should say it's ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. A Yamaha golf cart can be yours, either gas or electric. Not to mention side-by-sides, ATVs or UTVs, youth ATVs. Go-karts, my God. Look at these two kids. These two right here. Look how lucky they are. Kids nowadays get cool shit. That is fantastic. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Megan writes, a little sponsor-on-sponsor crime. Irvine's is headed to TC Paintball next week. Love that. TC Paintball Easy Show Podcast War number 24, The Ice Wars, happens on Sunday, June 1st. Sunday, June 1st at 4 p.m., the ice wars will commence. All of our pals that listen to this show that are of Mexican heritage will be on one side. And all of us honkies are going to be wearing ice vests. All right. And then we're going to have the war. Like on the streets of San Francisco or something like that. Some of you can play the parts of homeless people on the street. So what you do is you reach out to me if you're coming or not. You have 2 months to think about this. Let's, if you could save the date right now, I would love that. Chris from Buffalo, he says Team Mexico is going to fuck Team Honky up. I believe that. Those Mexicans play a lot of paintball. To be technical, it's a bunch of Mexicans and I think two or three Hondurans. They're all pals. We have a free pizza party from BC Pizza. $35 gets you the paint, the gun, the mask. I want to see you there June 1st for Paintball War number 24, the Ice Wars. Okay, I've got one, two, three more sponsors to get to before this show is done. Where are we going next? Oh, April 10th, I forgot to mention this, on when I was talking about tariffs. China is responding to U.S. And our tariff. We just taxed them 10%. It's called a reciprocal tax. Every country in the world now, off the top, 10%. The U.S., though, is charging China 34% on top of with the 10%. So they're already at a high rate. Now, I think everything you get comes from China. They have retaliated and said that they are now making anything coming into China from the U.S. at 34%. So American companies make their shit. They send it to China. The American companies, let's say it's, they make these mugs. Off the top, the cost of making those goes up for that business. Now, off the top of my head, I would just assume that the people who are going to end up paying for this, for that mug made by the American company, is going to be the people in China. Now, I don't give a fuck about that. But
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Procrastination. Putting it off. Kicking the can down the road. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm just wondering if for the American company that's making this, is there going to be like a lot of lead up time until that, like, if you have margins at Joe's Thermos Making or whatever this is, type of coffee mug, and you're like, okay, my bottom line, though, I'm not going to see the effects of raising the price of my mugs for another 6 months after all the Chinese people buy it, if they buy it, if they still buy it. All right? Because now I have to pay a 34% tariff. So let's say all the Chinese people say, well, fuck those mugs. We're not buying them. Mug guy who lives in Louisville, Kentucky, he still has to pay the 34% now on his mug. So let's say his mug was $10 to make it. He now has to pay $13.40 to make one mug. And then it gets to China and nobody buys it. So time passes and he doesn't get that money back. You see, that's how this works. I bet all you dumb fucks hadn't really thought about that prior to electing this retard. Thanks. This is video of a guy calling out the mayor. The mayor in in Philadelphia. So a guy who lives in Philadelphia is having the moment when he goes to like speak in front of the council. public, public comment. Except he doesn't like the mayor, so he's going to be dickish. But he's attacking the guy, the mayor, because the mayor likes the Dallas Cowboys. First of all, if you're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you never want anybody to know that you like the Dallas Cowboys. Talk about short-sighted.
See, this is what happened, guys, residents of Upper Darby Township, when you elect the Cowboys fan to your government. 29 years of losing with this team. What do you expect with the leadership?
Nobody laughs.
Shit. This is a Cowboys fan. This guy follows the Cowboys. You see what type of leadership they have, and that's what you put your trust in. Cowboys fan. Sickening.
What an asshole. But he's an idiot. What a... You see, it should be... I have a problem with these types of moments. Public comment. Because... you should be able to say, yeah, fuck you, you stupid asshole. You should be able to do that. You should be able to kick his ass right there for a stupid moment like that. For wasting everybody's fucking time. What a dumb shit. On a day like today, it's... sometimes a good idea to reach out to our beloved Pooh Bear, being that she is with us. She's in another part of the house right now. Because something fun always happens. This might be one of the most fun people on the planet, our beloved Pooh Bear.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Good day to you.
Good day. What are you doing?
I was just telling the audience that you might be one of the most fun people on the planet.
Why? What'd I do?
Well, I was just thinking about some of the things that you do in the classroom to the young people with the harassment that you put them through and the pranks. Do you have any pranks that you've done recently that you're especially proud of?
Yes.
Please.
Well, to the other, with my other para in the room.
Yeah, there's more than one para pro.
Yeah. Yes, we have, and then the teacher, because we, you know. So we both know to just follow whatever the other one does, because she's a prankster too. So the other day it was 11:19, and I go, it's 11:19. She goes, oh, no. Shoot, we forgot. And we both stood up and started saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And so did Stacy. And then the kids thought we were nuts.
Okay, now we have, I always struggle with how to refer to the children.
Everyone in my room has autism. And then the links. And then there's our links in there.
The links are the kids that are there to assist you, like, the student body who they're called links because it's a link between the kids with autism and the teachers.
Yeah. So they help our kids.
How do the kids with autism react to you?
They think I'm nuts. Most of them are just like, seriously? The other one, a couple of them will just look at me, and then the one of them will be like, see, seriously? I'm not doing it.
Your nickname there is Z.
Yeah, that's what they all call me. And then the one time I gave one of them a sour candy.
How did that go?
He liked it. He was just making faces.
Okay.
He wanted another one.
You informed me the other day that you got slugged.
I did.
That's tough sledding. You know that you actually got. Was it like, it was like a stray shot, or was it you were trying to stop something from happening, or?
Yeah, I was trying to stop something from happening, and he just flat-handed me in the face, and my glasses pressed against my nose.
Oh, God. You didn't break the glasses, did you? Because those were... Didn't you just get the glasses?
Yeah. No, they didn't break.
Okay.
It's all good.
You're a pretty tough cookie there, Pooh Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I'm on spring break, so...
I have a question from the audience. In fact, if any of the audience would like to ask any question of Pooh Bear, this is a great question and answer period, because I don't really have a ton more to talk about on the show. So if you have any questions at all, and I see one has come in, by all means, I'll read it to you in a second. If anybody has any questions about Pooh Bear, or to Pooh Bear, maybe about us and our relationship, or I don't know, anything silly or serious, by all means, ask away. Tyler writes, "Dear Queen of the Forest, enough time has passed. Let's put all the cards on the table. Did you honk the horn or not?"
No, damn it, Tyler. I did not honk the frickin' horn.
All right. Now that that's settled, Molly writes, "Yes, you did." Molly is in, I think she's in Wisconsin. She wrote, "Yes, you did."
Okay, well, Molly, I hate to tell you, I did not. Hey, can I tell you something that Darla did a few minutes ago?
Our dog Darla, yes.
Okay, so she was sitting on the bed, and she was doing her whining that she usually does and barking, and she was looking at my dresser, you know, the dresser?
Yeah.
With all my stuff on it. And then all of a sudden she thought she was a cat, and she tried to jump from the bed onto my dresser.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She almost made it.
What the hell's wrong with her? Why would she do that?
I have no idea what is on the dresser that she wanted. There's nothing different about my dresser than it usually is. There's no dog treat, there's no bone, there's no toy, but she leaped from the bed onto the dresser, but she didn't quite make it. She almost did.
Molly wrote, "Yup, change the subject."
Okay, I don't know, I don't think I like this Molly person.
Stevie says she did not honk the horn.
Thank you, Stevie.
Jeremy writes, "Bullshit."
Oh, my God. Do you not think I would admit it by now? And it's not even a big deal. Like, why would I not admit that if I honk the horn or not?
Jeremy wrote, do you think Molly is a cock?
Yeah. But listen, if I honk the horn all the time, I will admit, I love to honk my horn. Ask Maddie. She knows. I honk my horn all the time, and she gets mad at me. So I would readily admit if I honked the horn that one time. I did not.
Nick writes, "New theory. She was honked at by other motorists, three of them, within 60 seconds.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't think that happened either. But maybe there was someone next to me that honked the horn. I do not recall now. It's been so long. But I can tell you it was not me.
There is a question that is asked that has been covered before. What do you think it is? I know we've talked about this, and I've asked you straight up, and you've given me the same answer every time. Aram says, "What really happened?" He wrote, I'm going to read you exactly his words. "Whatever happened with when you dented Hot Wings truck?"
That wasn't me either.
Hot Wings says he put it in the driveway. There was no dent when he put it in the driveway. When he returned and went to get into the truck, there was a dent in the truck.
I think it was one of the kids.
I wouldn't put it past the kids because they're liars.
Obviously not Maddie. Maddie wasn't of age then. No. But
Jim or Jack. And I would say Jim.
Yeah, I could agree.
But even now, he won't tell me the truth, even if he did.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let me see if there's any other questions here. Have we gotten her opinion of the... Have you given us your opinion on the fraud bus? What is your... Let's do a fraud bus State of the Union. That's what the motorhome is referred to. Where are you on the fraud bus?
I wanted to get rid of it at that point. But I think... I don't want to jinx us, but I think all of our troubles are behind us now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's fingers crossed, but my God, what a disaster.
Yeah. If it's not, if one more freaking thing goes wrong with that thing, we're getting a refund.
I don't know. We can do that. We can't do that. Doesn't work that way.
Well, we'll figure something out.
Okay. So you got the week off, the whole Friday to Monday? Wait.
Yeah. I mean, I have to work at the Y, but
right. School. So Friday, no school today. No school Monday?
No.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, no school?
No.
Oh, my God.
Spring break.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they have breaks. They really shouldn't. They should just teach. You know, no Christmas break, no spring break.
Okay, gotta go.
Well, the reason why is because then you could get like a longer summer break or just go all year round. What do you think about that?
Well, our grandson goes all year round. He's got a great schedule. I would do Grayson's schedule.
Yeah. All right. That's about it. I'm just, you know, I kind of was a little lean on the content today, so I figured I'd call you.
Oh, so you use me?
Well, it's always nice to connect, you know?
Yeah.
And you're kind of a personality.
Yeah, I'm just sitting, laying here with my dogs.
All right.
Okay.
Was that the All dog? Right. What was that?
That was me. I had a horker, but I'm good now.
Oh, my God. All right. So you're how old now? You're 58?
Why is my age coming up all of a sudden? It's not my birthday.
Well, we just had your birthday, but it's remarkable how much older you are than I am.
A whole 3 years.
Four? I am 54 years old.
Yes,
you
are
58.
You will be 55 in a few months. So
8 minus 4 is what?
Okay. You were born in 1970.
Whatever.
I was born in 1967. That's 3 years.
Yeah, a couple days short of 4.
No, it is not.
All right.
March to July. April, May, June, July. 3 years and 4 months.
I'm dating I'm married to a grandma. Okay.
Bye, dickhead.
Goodbye. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
There you go. That's wedded bliss right there. Oh, wait a minute. That's a great question. Hey, I forgot something. Hang on. Are you there?
Yeah.
I just got a question. The question is, when can Eric tell the forbidden story?
No.
Do you recall the forbidden story?
I think so.
All right. Well, I told them, I said, I have not said a word. I just said there's a forbidden story.
Okay.
Megan says, please. Stevie says, oh, come on. I wouldn't do it. Don't do it, Pooh Bear.
No, don't do it.
All right.
Maybe one day. Maybe Stevie and I and Megan will get together and have a couple drinks, and then I'll tell them.
Oh, boy, I don't know. Yoda World says, what makes it forbidden? Embarrassment, who? Right?
Yeah, who said that?
Yoda World.
Yoda World?
Yeah, these people have funny names as their handles.
Okay.
Amy says, time to get Pooh Bear drunk. Rebecca says, I want to come too. Yeah, all you ladies should get together and do. I'm not going to tell you that she's going to tell you the story, but I think just the idea of a girls only podcast would be outrageous.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay, we'll book that. We'll call it Bitch Talk.
That would be awesome.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, love you.
All right, bye. Love you too, bye.
Yeah, we're not going there, man. That was serious, serious business. And when that all went down, it was like, you're not talking about this. And I go, Buck, no. Fuck no. But what I will do is I will say to the audience, let me just tell you this. If the day ever comes that I get the green light, this is going to require me a thorough amount of time to rehearse and figure how to tell this story appropriately. You need to consider, this comes from the guy who told the Gary from the Men's Warehouse story. And at that moment, when that all happened, I was like, there is no way I can tell that story. And then as time passed, I formulated my thoughts and figured out a good way to tell it. And then I went, all right, this is going to be awesome. And I knew it was going to be a good story. And what did I deliver to you? I delivered to you the single greatest moment in the history of the spoken word. Episode 940. If you have never listened to episode 940, that is the original telling of the Gary from the Men's Warehouse story. You don't know what you're missing. That's the level of intensity that this story would have. It would require like, okay, all right, and then writing shit down, which I don't do, just to get an idea and almost like practicing in my brain before I deliver you this bomb. And it would instantly be top five all time. There are stories that I don't even like to talk about anymore. Like Z-Speed mobile mechanic. And when my dad was given the TV because they've been ruined because of the absurd drama that accompanied the muse for those stories. I don't think I'll ever play those ever again because of the desperate bullshit that I've had to endure associated with those. But Gary from the Men's Warehouse, along with this story, would be 1 and 1A, without a doubt. Tyler says, can we ask who is embarrassed in the forbidden story? Well, you can ask whatever you want, but I won't tell you. Aram says, have we asked if Men's Warehouse would like to sponsor this show? No, I don't want them to sponsor the show. I won't allow them to sponsor the show. Okay? We are not over this. Queen of the Forest Plunger Hand was a great story, too. Megan says, I hope you left Gary a good review. Without a doubt, Gary's a legend. Thank you, as always, to King's Room Barbershop. I'll be visiting today. I'll be at the Wyoming store. That's at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. If you happen to be there sometime a little bit after lunchtime, that's when I'll be there. I'm getting it all cut off. I'm just starting over. There's three locations for you to get your hair cut. For all dudes and chicks who like short hair, go to King's Room Barbershop, Caledonia, Northland Drive, and 821 36th Street. Their website is kingsroom.net. You can get exact locations, hours of operation, and schedules. You know, perhaps you're fond of a certain person to cut your hair. Sometimes they cycle over to the other location. So just make sure, like Andy, for example, he's the guy who cuts my hair and he runs the show. He's the second in command behind Colleen. Great Grand Rapids power couple. I got to see where Andy's at before I can get my hair cut. Kingsroom.net. Frank Fuss is going to help you with your Obamacare policy. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information from anywhere in the U.S. Buyinsurancehere.com. Frank Fuss will help you. Some folks who need to take advantage of healthcare.gov are folks who are in between jobs or perhaps self-employed, or your boss just does not offer insurance. Buyinsurancehere.com. Frank Fuss will help you every step of the way. Thank you to Tag Accounting. You have 11 days and counting to get started on getting your taxes done. Let's say you're so-and-so, you live in Illinois. God damn it, I got to get my taxes done. So you call 616-301-9516. Yep, all right, we're going to do your taxes. First thing you need to do, so-and-so in Illinois, is mail me or upload your online to the online portal last year's return. Just scanny, upload, and you're done. And your W-2s. Okay, then you're going to get, and by the way, Illinois person, we're going to do your taxes coming up on Tuesday, the 8th of April at 2 p.m. We're doing your taxes. Do I need to be there? I'm in Illinois. No, you don't need to be here. Just have your phone handy and expect to be interrupted because I might call you. The tax pros at TAG might call you and say, yeah, what about this? What about this? What about this? Did you claim this? What about this? What about this? Okay, great. The end of that hour, your taxes are done. A week and a half later, your money is in your account, and you're happy as can be. TAG Accounting, online at tagcpa.net, from anywhere in the United States, 616-301-9516. Today's asshole of the day. Do any of you have a suggestion for asshole of the day? Because I do, but I want to wait and see what you put down as the asshole of the day. All right. Oops. Whatever. Wondering where your brains are. David says the chat. Why? What is wrong with the chat? Jeremy says Molly. Come on. Tyler nominates himself for pissing off the Queen of the Forest with the horn question. Well, look, she's an Irish redhead. It doesn't take much. Yoda World says, I don't know Molly, but she seems like she's just having fun. Yeah, Molly is not. Molly is salt of the earth. She's wonderful. Yeah. This is your asshole of the day, Trump, for making all of you pay way more than you have to for shit you use every day. All right? My God. And any one of you dummies who makes excuses for him, this is your fault. You put this loser in office. Thanks, dicks. My God. That is my time. By the way, Joe Martinez gets a nomination for trying to pick a fucking fight. Stupid idiot. That's my time. Talk to you later. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Join me on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zimmer.